This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Democrats are proposing a new tax on firearms to fund services for victims of all types of crimes. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Guns and ammo could cost 11% more under a ballot measure proposed by an influential state House Democrat. That added tax would generate an estimated $60 million a year for crime victim services. House Majority Leader Monica Duran.
As a gun owner myself, I gladly will pay the 11% tax on anything if that means we're going to be able to provide the services, the counseling, the therapy for crime victims.
If it gets on the ballot and is eventually approved in this November's election, it would be one of the first gun-specific taxes in any state. Gun rights advocates argue it would put a cost barrier on a constitutional right. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A librarian has created a new collection about the practice of abortion in Colorado before the Roe v. Wade ruling legalized it in 1973. Alex Hernandez at the Denver Public Library has been compiling every news story he could find since the mid-1800s about abortion. From the accounts, he's created a list of women who suffered from improperly performed or self-induced procedures.
And it seemed like the more they tried to tighten the regulations, the more women and girls died.
He documented cases of nearly 50 deaths. Roads are wet across the Denver metro area this evening, and snow is really coming down along I-70 in the mountains. Expect snow to become more widespread across Denver overnight with 1 to 3 inches possible. This is CPR News.